Hi, Hiriam and Jimmy. So I'm going to answer these questions that only you guys are going to listen to. Maybe Cardlin will listen if I tag him, her, whatever the hell is going on. Life is interesting. All right, where are the questions? Why do you record? I record because it's fun. I record because it's a sort of very safe way to express a part of me that, I'm not really allowed to express in my daily life. And as an introverted person, I have lots of conversations with myself in my head like all day long. And so this is just very natural progression that I might as well just say the thing. So I like the idea of these kind of one-sided conversations where I get to listen to people and I also get to do my own thing. And, as I was saying, I am introverted, so I can do it when I want to do it. And not when I don't want to do it, and I don't have to kind of explain that to people, or and I don't have to feel bad if I'm, So it's a great way to connect with people on your own time. Yeah, and it's very intimate and really just so fun and so much potential to just learn about people and to share things. What brought you to these subreddits? Well, let's see. Porn. I started listening to erotic audios on Literotica and, was encouraged by someone to try it myself, which I did. I had my own, like, little blog, for a while, and, I used SoundCloud to sort of, like, embed my recordings onto that blog, and then I started to sort of look around the community at SoundCloud and saw that people were posting at something called GWA and they were posting verifications, and I was like, what the hell? It's like a 30-second record. I don't understand. Why are they doing this? And then I asked one of my friends there and they told me about it, and so I tried it, and I did that for like a summer. As a username called Your Dirty Baby, and all I did was record. I like just recorded, I posted, and I replied to comments, but like I didn't really understand the whole community behind all of it. Then I was like, bah, I had like, sort of one of those things that happens to people, and I deleted my account, and then I just started kind of looking, and I spent time. I came back and like didn't have an account, just kind of spent time reading things and just like, oh, I remember these people and looking, and then somebody mentioned Your Dirty Baby. Doctione actually mentioned like, oh, there was this user, she was good, and I was like, oh. And so I like made a little account to say thank you. And then I was there on GWA and then I made stuff and people listened to it. And at a certain point, I noticed people had friends, like, more than just people who were, dirty with each other, but, like, there was actual friendships, and I kind of started asking around. This makes me sound so sad. So Allie Mae and I have a mutual friend in Teal, and he was like, oh, you should talk to Allie. She does this thing called, live stream, and so I asked, she invited me and I went, and it was overwhelming for me because like I had no idea what the hell anybody was talking about, video games and stuff. And I was like, I don't know any of these people, and so I left, rather sheepishly, not knowing how to participate. And I asked Allie like what would be a better way for me, and she suggested I write a questionnaire. She said people really like to do questionnaires, so I wrote a questionnaire, and a lot of people did it. And that kind of got me hooked on recordings. And recordings is something that I do much more passively. Like, I listen to a lot. I've listened to everybody's, like, especially recently. I mean, sometimes I get out of it, but I've just been listening to people talk and talk. I've listened to almost all of this questionnaire and all of Moon Moon's questionnaires. And something I enjoy listening to, and this will only be the second one I've actually done. I did mine because I felt like I had to, because I wrote the questions. And then I'm doing this one because, you know, Hiriam saw me and in an afterthought said I should. So I'm doing it. And yeah, so that's this one. And the recordings, I've done a couple. So after I did that, I was like, oh, I could be here too. I don't have to worry about that. And so I think I did some poems, and I did a little book reading, like a small book. And then Justin Front asked me if I wanted to sing a song. And I was feeling brave that day, and I said, yes, let's sing this. And we did. And that's been sort of what I've posted maybe the most on recordings. Like, I have made 3 songs. So that's that. And then Pillow Talk Audio, I did just very recently, made an alt account there, just to try it, just to see if I could make something that would fit there. And yeah, that's that. Okay, so next question. What started you recording? You know, I've been recording myself talking since I was a little girl. I've always loved to do that. I had my first Sony recorder, and I used to record myself talking all the time. I would record myself interviewing my sister, or I would just record myself talking about whatever, like school or TV or whatever thing. And I recorded a lot, and so that, I think it was just like I had a recorder, and I was like, what the heck do I do with this? And then I used it as a toy and to you know, pass my time. And so that's, I don't know. And I did that like all through as a little kid, and then I think I said this somewhere else, and this is like a little embarrassing maybe, but whatever, you've probably heard me do maybe other embarrassing things as well. So, but yeah, at some point I started to tell myself dirty stories, and it was like a way I did stuff. All right, next question. What do you record with? Well, for most of my recordings in the beginning, I recorded with a cell phone. That's what I'm recording with right now. And I have, you know, I did that probably for the first like 8 months of that I was recording as Dirty Girl Secret, and all my posts are recorded on my phone. And you can tell, because you'll get to the end of one of those recordings and you'll hear, you'll hear that my phone has fallen asleep, and I have to like, do the little like pin number to make it so I can stop the recording. And that's like at the end of all of my early recordings, this like, cause I also didn't know how to edit. So yeah, that was that. I got a USB mic, like, I don't know, on a whim. I was like, oh, this is $60, and it sucked. And, it was almost worse than the phone, honestly. It was a Samson Meteorite, and it just like picked up every god dang noise in the world, and it was frustrating, and I wanted to throw it out the window. And so I like went back to my phone for a while, and then some circumstances led me to a beautiful microphone that I think is just really good, and definitely makes me sound better than I actually sound. It's a Rode NT USB mic, and it is gorgeous. Yeah, so like, you know, when people talk about microphones, I think like it isn't that important. Like, it's really just like in the, like, I think some of my most popular recordings I did on my cell phone and are not very well edited and the sound is a mess. And I mean, I can't listen to them now, but for the average person doesn't care. They don't listen on that level. But it, like, once you've been doing it for a long time and you start to listen to a lot of recordings, it's fun to kind of step it up. But I don't think it's something that you need to worry about until you want to worry about it, until it's like fun, like, oh, I'd like to kind of step this up a little bit. Try something that maybe will come off better if I have a better sound or whatever. When I started collabing with other people, I really noticed it. Like, when I wanted to sing, it was problematic that I had such crappy microphones and stuff like that. But up until then, it didn't really matter. Do you do any post-editing? I do now. I do, like, some, you know, noise removal, and of course if I mess up or something, take out long pauses. But you know, I didn't for a long time, and I think that sometimes I think that the ease at which I record has kind of lessened because I can edit. You know, like, I used to just be like, I have an idea, I'm going to tell a story, and I would turn on my phone and I would just do it from start to finish, and it was done, and I would post it. Dang, that's it. But now I can edit, so if I make a mistake, I can stop and I can start hating something, you know. So I don't know, it kind of gives me too much time in my own head, and I think it has slowed down my what's that? It's made me less prolific, I think, honestly. I mean, probably better recordings, but fewer. What is your favorite recording you... No, that's it. Are there any pre-recording rituals you need to do first? No. I mean, just... I mean, kind of setting up is a ritual. Making sure it's quiet enough or that I have everything that I'm going to need, and setting up the microphone and all of those kinds of things. It's sort of ritualistic in that I need this and I need that and here's this and... But it's not anything like eating a green apple, which is, like, cool. What's my favorite recording I've done? So let's see. I think it's changed recently. Well, I have three, and it sounds like that's also many to say that they're the favorite, but they're really all sort of related. I did a recording that they're sentimental recordings. Not that I think they're fantastic or anything. They just make me think of certain people. So I did a recording called Dirty Girl Secrets, Secrets to Talking Like a Dirty Girl, where I use the silly voice. And then I have like a sort of companion piece to that called Dirty Girl Secrets, Secrets to Making It to Your Cake Day. And I do the silly voice for both of them. And it's just, they're not really sexy. They're just kind of sweet and funny. And I think that if I left GWA and, you know, nobody remembered me for anything but those recordings, I would feel like really happy. So like what my actual kind of like new favorite recording is that came from those two recordings is the Harlequin post that I just made a couple months ago. That it was doing the voice in that one that got people to say, you should think about doing Harley. And so I worked on it for a while, and I think that's, I'm sort of proud of it because, I had to work on it. It wasn't just like, oh, let me just do this thing, like, all half-assed. I have to actually, like, think about it and try to do it well. And, you know, I found that script by Switch Gentlemen and felt like, okay, this is something I want to work on. And I did it for a couple months, and I had, like, three versions of it, and I sent it to different people until I finally felt like I kind of hit it right. And okay, those three recordings, and they're all sort of not my voice, interestingly enough. What's your favorite recording someone else has done? It's definitely Birdhouse in Your Soul by Justin Front. I think Kwame Lu requested it, and it's They Might Be Giants. It's so perfect. He does it perfectly. It's just going to make you happy, and it's going to make you feel I don't know. It's a great one. GWA recordings. I definitely have favorites, but I'm not gonna tell you because it's none of your business. No. I listen to them and then I have like shame spirals, so does anyone in your life outside of Reddit know that you record who? Yeah, I have two, like my ex-boyfriend and then another man, I guess, that know that I record, and they've both listened and enjoyed it. They're neither of them are like particularly into it, but they think it's fun, I guess, and yeah. But not like nobody that, yeah, nobody, I wouldn't tell anybody. There's nobody else I would tell, really. But you know what's interesting? Like, a bunch of my friends who, like, are my friends now that I met on Reddit are no longer on Reddit. And it's like we're just, like, friends, like, regular friends. Not, like, we don't meet each other in real life or anything, but we talk on the telephone or something. And, like, it just feels like, it's almost like they're my real friends, my real life friends who know about Reddit. And they're no longer my Reddit friends or something like that, I guess. What's the story behind your username? That blog I had was like really, it was like diary themed, I guess. And so, I don't know. I don't know. I like secrets are, I really don't know. I just think it's like, it is a secret. Like, this is the big secret of my existence, I guess, that I do this thing. And, yeah, that's it. I don't know. There's not really a story. It was a blog. There was this blog. It was a diary. Then there was, I just thought, this is just what my secret is, I guess. I don't love my username. I do, however, love my nickname that's come from it. DG is, like, so sweet. I got that for a long time. I was just called DGS, which I honestly didn't really love. I think it sounded like a moving company or something. Like, they make cardboard boxes or something. But then DG was just sweet, and that was a combination of people. Like, all at the same time it started happening. Justin Front, Carnivore, and This Is a Burner account all sort of started calling me DG, like all at the same time, and it just sort of came, and I really like it. It's super cute. Cutesy. If you could improve or change anything about your voice, what would it be? I don't know. That's not, my voice isn't one of the things that I, like, think about obsessively. Like, if you ask me, like, what's one thing you could change about your hair or clothes or body or whatever, I'd have, like, probably, like, a lot of answers. But my voice, you know, it's something I get some positive feedback on. So I guess I've always maybe wanted to have, like a richer, silkier voice. I think I have sort of like, you know, like a high-ish voice. Slightly maybe on the chirpy side, perhaps. So it would be nice to have like one of those very luscious, silky, ribbony type voices. Which I don't have. Let's see. What's your dream role and voice? If you were being known for something, what would it be? I think I would love to have been a Broadway singer. I would love to be known for, you know, belting. And I would love to play, like, Audrey from Little Shop of Horrors or, something like that. That would be totally awesome. but yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's it. Something, some kind of Broadway singer, or Elphaba from Wicked. I would never be able to do that. I would, if I got to be in that show, I would be Glinda. But yes. So if I were to be known for something, I would love to be known for my singing, my like comic singing, I guess. Like if I could be somehow sing funny Broadway roles, I would love that. Whose voice do you admire and or love the most? I'm gonna go with Judy Garland. That voice is just, I don't know. It is just so, like, so powerful and tender at the same time. So much. She was so expressive, and it's just, I don't know, it breaks my heart when I hear her. Even when you hear her talking and singing, it's just all right there, you know, and it's got so much in it, and so much. It's just so much of all of the beautiful things about voices. She's so good at communicating with, you know, complex. She sang so much by not. I don't know. That, yeah, her. Judy Garland. I also love, you know, like Lauren Bacall. And Angelina Jolie, like just very kind of sexy, slinky voices, girl voices. I don't know if I have like a man's voice that I admire the most. Yeah, I don't know. If you could record something with anyone in the world, what would it be? Do you know this is, and I can do this, so yeah, that's, I don't know. I was thinking recently that I'd like to record some things with my family members, like just talking, asking them questions. Voices for me are so, you know, powerful and such huge reminders of people. So I think I'd like to do that, just have some conversations that we record. And I can do that. I don't think I have like somebody famous that I wish I could record something with. I've recorded some great things with people through these communities, and I feel like there's a lot more that I could record with. You know, so I don't feel like there's just something I'm dying for that I can't get if I don't want it. So I don't, you know, if I do want it or something like that. What's one piece of advice that you would give to other recorders? I think you need to record a lot. I think, like, to do anything, if you want to be good at it. I mean, if it doesn't matter. You're just doing it every once in a while for fun, then that's cool. But like if one of your things is that you want to get good at it, like you want to be a good singer, or you want to be a good orator, or you want to be really good at I don't know, whatever the heck you want to be good at it, you have to do it a lot. And that's just that's the secret to all the things. And anybody who's good at anything usually just does it a lot until there's a point when it just feels right. And it's just becomes like second nature, and that's probably, I mean, that's not like that's, you know, sort of tough advice, because a lot of times people just want to start good, but very rarely does anybody just start good, you know? And yeah, so that's my advice. Do it a lot and be forgiving of yourself in the beginning, because there's going to be a time when you have benefited from having done it a lot, and you're going to be able to look back and look at the things you've learned because of it. And in recordings, like, you can actually compare things too, so that's interesting. All right, Hiriam and Jimmy, and maybe Cardlin, thanks for listening. Bye. I think you're going to hear me make this sound. How to turn my phone off. 25 minutes. Holy crikey.